It's time for this credible moment in our show every Wednesday afternoon. It's SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank and Paul Myers, the North Shore Market President with Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. Paul, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Scoot. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Almost every day, I talk about Metairie Bank being rated as one of the top financial safe havens in the country. And I talk about this five-star rating for safer and sound banking. It comes from Bauer Financial. And I've been talking about how this is achieved by less than 5% of the banks nationwide. So this is a big deal. But tell me why the Bauer Financial rating is so important.
Well, you know, I was actually thank you for bringing that up, by the way. We're very proud of this and really what we've been able to achieve for almost 40 years now, maintaining this. But one of the things that I got asked most recently is like, hey, okay, Paul, tell the truth. Is this five-star rating, is this kind of like every time a new car comes out, they win the J.D. Power
right.
Award for most innovative? And the way that I explained it, and look, I don't want to get all bank nerdy on you with digging into the numbers, but what they really do is they dig into a lot of some key ratios and it's a capital rating, making sure that we're sound in the capital that we have to support operations and the liquidity of the bank. It also has a lot to do with asset quality or the loans that we do and making sure that we're making good, safe, and sound loans to support our communities. And then, of course, obviously, the liquidity and the overall performance of the bank. But all of these things, they really do, they take a deep dive into it to ensure that when they offer these star ratings for these financial institutions, that it really does mean something. And we take great pride in it, and I do greatly appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal if only 5% of the banks nationwide get it. And there's just been so much in the news recently about banks that, you know, this is a very credible thing, and I'm happy to talk about this concerning Metairie Bank.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing. And you know, in today's environment, when there's all the different challenges and different things associated with understanding, you know, banking. And you know, we talked about, I was actually fortunate enough to go to a breakfast this morning and talking about affordable housing, workforce housing, and financial literacy and all these things. So many things that I think generations before us took for granted because we've gotten a lot more complicated with how banking is done. But I hate to always go back on my thing of relationship banking, but having someone that you can talk to and having the ability to understand financial literacy, knowing what questions to ask, am I budgeting right to should I be renting versus buying, or I've got this credit card debt. These are all things that a good, sound financial institution that makes these types of loans, that supports their community, these are all things that can be found and had. And again, going back to, that's just kind of a key thing. You've heard me say that we truly believe in enriching the communities we serve, which is, you know, a double entendre of giving to our nonprofits and supporting the community, but also helping small businesses and first-time home buyers and things like that, professionals to really achieve their goals. And we do value that partnership, if you will. And again, going back to, we recognize that maintaining and operating Metairie Bank to the highest efficiency that we can and keeping that five-star rating is just one of the responsibilities that we have as being a community financial institution.
Yeah, because, you know, I would have never thought to go to my bank and say, hey, you know, am I doing the right thing with my debit card and credit cards and with my stuff? I would have never thought to go to a bank and even ask that question, because I wouldn't have thought that the bank wanted to even help me.
Well, and that's just it. So much of the services that we take advantage of or take advantage in using have become commoditized. And when you strip back some of the commodity of banking, it goes back to that relationship and understanding. And I've shared with you on many occasions the fact that when I got it started in banking 20 years ago, I was banking the grandparents, and now the grandkids are now in the business and I'm working with them. And, you know, those are the intangibles that I think they get forgotten in the more digital world that we live in.
Because, you know, I'm money stupid. I mean, I admit it. You know, and not everybody's like cool with money. Some people, I think they're probably people like you who are just really good with money, and you were when you were a kid, and you knew exactly what to do. You kind of had the instinct, and you know, we all have talents, and not everybody has the same talent. But I don't have a talent for handling money.
Look, whether it's a talent, whether it's learned, Scoot, I grew up with nothing. I mean, I've done homework by candlelight because we were so poor we couldn't pay a power bill. So you know, it comes in all forms and fashions. The one thing that if I could offer any advice to anyone listening, it's don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, the financial literacy isn't really taught in school anymore, and understanding how bills work and how to pay bills and budgeting, none of that's really taught anymore. And what I fear is that people are just, they don't want to sound dumb by asking a question so that they don't. So then you have more and more of a challenge going forward in paying your bills. You know, we continue to see credit card debt rising astronomically, and they don't know how to budget. They don't know how to make sense of the different things. And you know, on our website, we've got a great set of financial calculators to help budgeting with auto loans, home loans, personal budgeting, things that can help you understand. And you know, of course, Metairie Bank and all the community banks and Louisiana Bankers Association, we are huge proponents of financial literacy, so that going forward, the generations forward, they don't have a fear of asking the question and understanding how to make money work for them, and insofar as home ownership and making sure that you're making the right decisions, mm-hmm. and you're not, I've always said there's somewhere between you only live once or YOLO and being such a thrift saver that you don't experience life, right? You have to be able to budget on both sides of it to ensure that you do live your life and make the memories that you want to make and go on the trips that you want to make. But you don't suffer from a vacation hangover where it's like, oh, we're on vacation, go ahead and buy that. We're on vacation, let's go ahead and do that. And then you go home and you see the credit card bill and you go, oh my goodness, what did we do? Yeah. You know, so there's a lot of different things that you can do, and having that relationship and utilizing some of these tools can dramatically impact your life for the positive.
Well, we're learning more about money trends. We're also learning more about relationships with banks. And again, congratulations on the Bauer Financial ranking for all these years. Paul Myers, North Shore Market President from Metairie Bank. Thanks for being with us on Money Trends.
Thanks, Scoot. Have a great day.
All right, you too.